So, yeah, just commenting on the events of the day, which we, you know, it's very hard to evaluate, obviously, because things are very much up in the air, but there certainly should be a great appreciation for really, it seems to be nisim v'niflos. So I just wanted to say something in connection with that about the upcoming holiday, just to kind of highlight, I guess, the way I look at it a little bit. And, you know, next week we'll be celebrating Pesach. And in general, there's always a certain tension between Pesach, Korban Pesach, and the Matzah, you know, in terms of the centrality of the celebration and the focus of the celebration. On the one hand, again, we designate the holiday Chag HaMatzos. We talked about this in the past. And, you know, the Torah defines it that way in all the parshios, basically. And in Bo, and in Emor, and Pinchas, and Re'eh, and so on and so forth. And the fact that, you know, the holiday is defined by a single b'dieved, at least, a single achilas kezayas of matzah that takes place, like, in the beginning of the process, you know, is something that is quite extraordinary. The Rambam has to go out of his way to explain that, you know, that there's no chiyuv to eat matzah, even though we call it chag matzah shivas yamim. But as is well known, the Rambam in the very beginning of Perek Vav of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, you know, he disconnects matzah from Korban Pesach, and he also mitzvah seim in haTorah lechol matzah b'leil chamish asar shenemar be'erev tochel matzos says b'chol mokom b'b'chol zman. And this is a very crucial thing, that even when the Rambam speaks about matzah independently, he wants to tell you, you know, very explicitly that it's independent from Korban Pesach on a technical level, because maror is not, l'shitaso. And we'll see in a minute the way that he describes matzah also in the context of Korban Pesach could certainly mislead you. And therefore, he wants you to know when he's telling you that it's a independent mitzvah, that it's disconnected from Korban Pesach. Avol b'shar haregel, but then he adds also, it's interesting, the two things that he's doing here. On the one hand, he's telling you how independent it is, but, you know, the very fact that he has to tell you that may be more than technical. Get back to that. But at the same time, you know, he's telling you, avol b'shar haregel, achilas matzah b'shus, Ratza ochel matzah, ratza ochel orez, or dochen, or klayos, or peros, avaleil chamisha asar belvad chova, umishacho kezayis yotzei dechavasa. So the Rambam, I also think it's very interesting, this is not going to discuss this right now, but that, you know, he makes it sound like it's an obligation to eat matzah on the night of the 15th, and then he adds, umishacho kezayis yotzei dechavasa. He doesn't say that the mitzvah is to eat a kezayis on the 15th. He says the mitzvah is to eat on the night of the 15th. And when you eat a kezayis, you know, you've fulfilled your obligation. Which is probably why, even though it's clear that the Rambam doesn't hold that there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah for the entire Shivas Yamim, that's perfectly clear. He doesn't hold like the Rishonim who think that there's a kiyum mitzvah, or the Gra, and those who think that there's a kiyum mitzvah, you know, for the other days. But at least for that night, it sounds like there's an achila, and that defines the evening. And however, you know, you're yotzei b'kezayis. So the maral in his Gevuras Hashem, and the Netziv in his Haggadah, Imre Shefer, both suggest that even though you fulfill the mitzvah of kezayis, according to the Rambam, on the night of Tesvav, that, you know, eating matzvah on the night of Tesvav is a mitzvah, even beyond the kezayis. Even though it isn't true for the other, you know, for the other days, you know, but again, it's a very all-consuming, you know, excuse the pun, you know, kind of a mitzvah, and it defines the evening. So the Rambam's presentation on matzah is very very expansive. And in addition to that, the you know, the Rambam has the view that matzah, you know, even though it's a prusa, lechamoni, or because it's a prusa and lechamoni, that it defines a lecha mishnah on this night, and he says it in a very assertive way. Many Rishonim disagree, Bali Tosis, but, you know, the Rambam's view is that, you know, matzah isn't just a mitzvah, but it kind of defines the Suda and also the Yom Tov, and therefore even universal laws are kind of redefined. That's very true in general about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's especially true, I think, about matzah. And then even more remarkable, the Rambam has, you know, the following comment, not remarkable for the, you know, technical content of it, but for the way, which it seems to be that he understands it, that is in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, Midivrei Sofrim She'en Maftir Nachar Matzah Klum, Afilu Kloyos Ve'gozim U'kiyotza Bahen, Ela Afal Pi She'ochal Matzah V'ochal Achareha Macholos Acheros, So he has this halacha twice, actually. But he has it here, and here he calls it Divrei Sofrim. He doesn't say anything here about this being a Zecher L'Chorban. Everybody, like, assumes that the practice that we have to eat matzah, you know, at the end of the meal, what we call Afikoman, is... you know, based on Zecher L'Chorban, you know, it's a remembrance of the Korban Pesach. That is the view of the Rosh. It became very current, very, you know, very impactful. So most people assume that that's what it is. But if you look carefully at the Rambam, he puts it in the middle of Perek Vav, Hilchos Chametz. There's no mention of Korban Pesach here. And he calls it Medivrei Sofrim, which is always a high-level, you know, Durabanan or Akiyum Doraisa, you know, or Doraisa, you know, of a certain maybe hierarchy. But here, likely Akiyum Doraisa or a very high-level Doraisa, Durabanan. But whatever it is, it doesn't seem to be connected at all with Korban Pesach per se. And then in Halacha Yabes, it's connected to this Halacha that you... you know, lechatchila should finish with matzah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, implying this is the matzah perek, that it's a matzah din, you know, it has to do with the comprehensiveness of matzah. You start off, even the hamotzi is defined by the matzah, even the lacha mishnah is defined by the matzah. And then the end, then he adds to it, also chachamim lechol matzah be'erev, which is the order, kidei berach ha-pesach, kidei she'heker lachilasa be'erev, very strange halachos in general. I mean, some of the basis on this, of course, the Yerushalmi, and the idea of makin also mardus such and takes a nafsho, and the also lachol erva pesach mikodem amin. That's the gemaras in Psachim. But these halachos themselves, of course, are very interesting. And again, the juxtaposition of saying that, you know, you eat it at the end, and then explaining how you shouldn't eat it, you know, you have to eat it right in the beginning, like with a certain stature. All this fits into the picture of the role, you know, that matzah plays. It should be b'taiva, lo yimalei kreso mehen, but it also should be, you know, the last thing that you do, mitshei sha'er ta matzah b'fiv. And then again, in Perek Ches, you know, the Rambam, number one, you know, he has this chiddush about lecha mishnah, based on the Rif also, that lokeach shnei rikikin chol lekechon mehem miniach. This is a perek ches halacha vav. The toch shalim b'mavarach hamotzi lecha min haaretz. Pneima einam b'mavarach al shtei kikros kishar yomim tovim. Shenever lecha moni madark roshaloni b'prusa avkan b'prusa. So again, we contrast it with... you know, the Bali Tosvos, you know, who, again, I'm not going to go into all the details of this, but number one, you know, especially the Rosh, but also Tosfos and Psachim, you assume that, of course, you have to have, you know, separate Lechem Mishnah to Shleimos, because that's a universal din. But also I'd like to point out that, you know, the Baalei Tosfos paid very close attention to the way that we eat matzah and the relationship between, like, the Birchas Hanenin part, we'll call it, and the Su'uda part, and the Mitzvahs Matzah part. You know, Ad Kedei Kach, again, maybe we'll have a chance to do it more detail, but if you look at Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Lamed Tes and Tosfos and Psachim, Tezayin, and then the Rosh and the Tur and the, like, the range of views, like, everybody is trying to figure out, you know, when do you do the Bitsiya? Do you do it on one, on both? Do you make a motzi on the Shlema and a Chalakilas Matzah on the Prusa? Or is it the opposite? Or is it both on the Prusa? Like, there's a lot of Mitzvahs Kabilos Kabilos. There's a lot of discussion of Ein Over Lama Mitzvos in some of the poskim, and you know, and so on and so forth. There's like a lot of. Oh, none of that. You don't find any of that in the Rambam. I think it's very significant. I was like, for the Rambam, this is all beside the point, because for him, like, the matzah, you know, just defines the suda, the achila, the evening, the whole tkufa, even though, you know, it's you can get away with the kazayas, but it, like, defines the whole period of time. And, you know, therefore, this idea that, like, the Rosh was of the opinion of Mordechai that you have to eat two kazesim, it's also very tamuan, that stirred a whole discussion, not for now. But there's no two kazesim for the Rambam at all, and at least, you know, in the initial Achila. And again, this idea of, like, you know, should you be focusing on the broken one, on the shalem, on the whatever, that just doesn't appear in the Rambam. Pashtus is that the Rambam doesn't, you know, think that this is an issue at all, because for him, for the same reason that there's no problem of Lecha Mishnah, right, the matzah just transforms the evening, and it takes over. So the role of matzah in the Rambam, I'm just giving you a very short version, is extremely comprehensive and extensive. And again, that's why he repeats that this halacha that you end with the matzah. So the Rambam says that the achar kach nimshach b'seuda, the ochel koma shehurotza lechol, v'shotza koma shehurotza lishtos, Bachrona ochel mibsara pesach, because the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, as you know, he's back and forth, you know, between, you know, bizman hamikdash and bizman hazeh. So bachrona ochel mibsara pesach hafilu kezayis ve'ein atoy machar of klum, and then he says, bizman hazeh ochel kezayis matzah ve'ein atoy machre al klum. Basically, what he was talking about before in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, but now it's in the context of the Seder. And then he adds, Kadeshi Hefsik Sudaso Vitam Basar HaPesach O HaMatzah Bifiv Shachilosan Hi HaMitzvah. So again, it seems very clear that this has nothing to do with Zechar Korban Pesach at all. But basically what the Rambam is saying is, if, you know, if you live Bizman HaMikdash and you're lucky enough to be, you know, kosher, or, you know, to partake in the Su'uda with the Korban Pesach, so then this din of Mafsikin Sudaso, you know, B'mitzvah, which is Zui Mitzvah, is something that gives priority to Korban Pesach. And if not, then naturally the matzah assumes, you know, that particular role. Ad Kedei Kach, that even though it's clear there's a general debate what the Ikar Mitzvah of matzah is, between various Rishonim, the Ran discusses this and others, and then Poskim, whether it's the, you know, Kezayis Ba'achrona or the Kezayis Ba'rishona, for example, which we wrote about Legabe Haseba, or, you know, with respect to, you know, the Rambam's view, they have to, like, dip matzah and charoses. You have all these kind of questions. But, you know, for the Rambam, there's an interesting dialect. It's clear that, you know, the Ikar Mitzvah under normal circumstances is, you know, the Kezayis HaRishona. But it's also clear, as we said, that there's also a din of, you know, L'hafsik B'mitzvaso. And if you only have limited Matzah Shmura, the Rambam says that Misha Ein Lo Matzah Meshumeres Ela Kezayis Kishagomar Sudasa Mi Matzah She'ena Meshumeres V'varach alakilas matzah, v'ocheloso kezayis, v'eino tohi macharov klum. So the Rambam says, if you only have one kezayis of shmura matzah, that you should save it for the gemar, and that the, you know, based on this idea of, you know, shehetam, you know, hamitzvah, in this case, matzah, if you don't have korban pesach, you know, befiv. And the Magid Mishnah already points out that, you know, the makor for this is the Rif, but the Rif has it a little bit differently. The Rif basically says that under these conditions, you would eat the shmura matzah at the end, lecho matzah, v'achil, umavarech hamarar, v'achil, v'hadar karich, matzah umarir, v'achil below bracha. V'chein kos v'har be'min ha-ga'onim. Then the Magid Mishnah adds, v'achreach ulomar b'das harbeinu, shehu sover o sheyochal amarar kodem, o shu osa b'sedra kosu b'halachos. V'im kedas halacha hayadaito hayalo levayar, which is the Magid Mishnah's way of saying that even though the Rambam gets this from the Rif, he's changed it for the Rif. It means that, you know, the din of, you might as well just, you know, kind of coincide these things and do matzah and maror, you know, at the end of the meal. But for the Rambam, you know, it's just a din in its own right. You know, you're going to do the maror earlier, actually. You know, just so you could be mesayim with the matzah, which gives added prominence to this halacha. And again, to the idea that it's not zecher, because you're changing, like, the rules. It's an internal din, you know, in matzah. So, on the one hand, the Rambam is very expansive about the role of matzah. And I just wanted to balance that out with another ha'ara, and that is that, you know, when it, in light of this, the question of why Korban Pesach takes precedence over the matzah in the last, in the Siyum HaSeuda, that looms larger, number one. Number two, if you look carefully at the Rambam, we started with the idea that he, you know, he's kind of a little bit, it's hard to know whether he's like aggressively assertive or self-conscious, probably both. You know, when even in Perek Vav, you know, he tells you, so what the Rambam has in mind is obviously maror, and the Rambam l'shitaso thinks that maror is, you know, even bizman pesach is only durabanan. I'm sorry, it's only a mitzvah nigreres or tfeila, it's doraisa, but it's tafel to the achilas korban pesach. And of course, bizman is extra banan. And the Rambam means to contrast it with matzah. But again, it's almost like, you know, he protested, you know, a little bit too much. So if you look at the Rambam and say for mitzvos nun bav, you know, you also get that impression. Again, everything mostly gets straightened out, but not everything, I should say. But, you know, you can live with it. But the way the Rambam starts, mitzvah nun vav, which is a very long piece because he, you know, knows that what he's saying is controversial. You know, where Gaonim, who counted maror, you know, at least bizman hamikdash, they counted as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and sort of the Urayim and others. So the Rambam says, "Shetzivanu lechol kemes haPesach leil chamishasa v'nisan bitznoav haniskarim v'ushia tzli v'sheyachal b'bayis echad v'sheyachal im matzo marar v'amar yisparach achos habasa b'layla zed tzliyeshim matzos amro rim yochlu." And then he adds, "V'ulai yiksha laimaksha the omar lamat tal." Trying to finish in a minute. "Lamat temana achilas Pesach matzo marar mitzvah achas v'lo temana osam gimel mitzvos." Bishati achilas matzah mitzvah, the achilas maror mitzvah, the achilas pesach mitzvah. So two things. Number one, even as the Rambam is explaining that, you know, korban pesach is independent and maror is not, you know, firstly he poses the question equally about matzah and maror. We'll go back on that in a second, but as you know, you're all aware, I'm a big believer that, you know, even like initial misleading formulations, like, you know, that just later on get qualified in the Rambam. And some people are not accurate speakers, you know. But for somebody who writes, I think, as precisely as the Rambam does, you know, whether it's intentional or psychological, I think these are, you know, very important hints, which then need to be supported or reinforced by other substantive evidence, but I think there's something going on here. Moreover, it's fascinating to me that even as he is explaining the supremacy of Korban Pesach, vis-a-vis both matzah and maror, at least in that achila, that he calls it, you know, he calls it one mitzvah that includes all three. Lama timana achilas pesach matzah maror mitzvah achas. Normally, you would have thought that what he would say is lama timana pesach mitzvah velo timana maror and matzah. But it sounds like what he's saying is that the mitzvah of Pesach, not equally, not equal parts, but the diuk is, it's a mitzvah that integrates, but that is totally dominated, you know, by Pesach. And I think that's important for Maror, also, not for now, but certainly also for Matzah. Then he says, Ashivenu amnam heyos achilas matzah mitzvah b'fnei atzma, hu emes. Like, it's almost like a begrudging, you know, it's true that matzah is an independent mitzvah, kemosha nevayer, and that's, by the way, asei kuf nun ches, which is like 102, you know, spots from here. Again, we don't know, you know, what the Rambam's scheme always was in Sefer Mitzvahs. We know that sometimes he's following an order, either of hierarchy, like in the beginning, in some cases smichus parshios. But here it's strange, you know, that he just didn't put, you know, matzah right here. It's interesting. And the chen achilas haPesach mitzvah b'fnei atzma, emes. Aval hamaror nigra l'achilas haPesach v'ena nimna mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But then the rayas that he brings, that maror is not an independent mitzvah, he brings several rayas, mostly three. The third one is that the Gemara says that, you know, matzah bizmanazeh is d'oraisa, and maror is d'rabbanan. So since maror is d'rabbanan bizmanazeh, probably it was never a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, which isn't obviously a mukhrach proof at all. But okay, that is, you know, in contrast both to matzah and Pesach, which we'll get to in a second. But the other two rayas that he brings, interestingly enough, are rayas that almost apply equally to matzah and to maror. One is that the Mechilta, the girsa that the Rambam had in the Mechilta, was that we don't have this girsa, we have the opposite girsa. But that if you eat the Korban Pesach without matzah and maror, you fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And if you do that, right, and then you encounter the matzah and the maror, like there's no point to it. Here. Lashon Mechilta, here it is. Miraila davar shabasar haPesach iyachel l'kiyum haMitzvah yeh imo hamaror or lo yeh. Hamaror lo yiyachel elim bsar haPesach la'amro yizbarach al marorim yochlu. V'ilo achal maror mibli basar lo asa klum v'lo nemar kvar kiyam mitzvah achas yachilas maror. That's fine. But then the proof is from the Mechilta. Lashon Mechilta. Sli eshu matzos al marorim, magen akosuv she mitzvah sa pesach sli matza umaru. Klomer sha mitzvah hi kibbutz elu. V'sham amru minayin ata omer shemein lehem matza umarar em yotzi v'dech avatsa bepesach tamalav yachlu. Klomer, habasa levada. Yachal k'shem shemein lehem matza umarar hem yotzi v'dech avatsa bepesach kach emein lehem pesach yetzi v'dech avatsa bematza u bemarar. Ariatadon, hova pesach mitzase, umatzo mor mitzase, im lamarta, shin ein lahem mitzmatzo moror, hein yotzim bide chavasan, the pesach, kachim ein lahem pesach, yotzim bide chavasan, the matzo ube moror, tamad lomar yochluhu. So, it's just a strange, he's kind of, when he talks about it, he tries to leave out matzah, but when he brings the raya from the Kiz Girsa and the Mechilta, it actually includes matzah. It sounds like matzah b'li Pesach is no kiyum, not just maror b'li kiyum. The other one, of course, is, and that's interesting in its own right, v'shom amri yochlu, another raya, ha-pesach nechal achila sova v'ein matzah maror nechal an achila sova she'ikar mitzvah achila sabasar, meaning the fact that there's no achila b'sova for matzah maror proves that Pesach is the mitzvah right? And not maror, right? But what about matzah? So my point is, of course you can get out of all these things. He means the matzah in conjunction with, maybe. But it's a little bit, like, as you're reading all this, you're wondering, you know, how exactly all this really works. Very strange. So actually, Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perlo, in his Sefer Mitzvah Rav Sanjagon, has a bit of an extreme view of all this. I think it's a little too extreme. He actually makes the argument that, you know, Bizman HaPesach, the Rambam's view was, he's very influenced by the Rambam that I mentioned about eating the matzah at the end of the meal. He too thought this has nothing to do with Zeicher L'Korban Pesach, like the Bali Tosis and the Rosh and so on. So he says, oh, so like what happens when there's a Pesach? He says, no, because when there's a Pesach, then the mitzvah of matzah, right, itself isn't a mitzvah b'fneat. It's only part of al matzah sabron yochlu. And therefore, again, the way he's suggesting it, I think it's too extreme, but I like the, I'll tell you what I think is the compromise during a minute. What he's saying is just like, he doesn't say the just like, I'm saying the just like. Just like the Rishonim, who are of the opinion that Maror, Bizman HaPesach is Doraisa, would say, you know, but Bizman Shein Pesach, you know, is only Drabanan, right? He's suggesting that Matzah, the opposite, parallel opposite, Matzah Bizman HaZeh, when there's no Pesach, is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and Bizman HaMikdash, it's only a tafel to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma at all. I don't think that's correct, because number one, the Rambam himself, as we said, says, you know, begrudgingly, you know, that Pesach is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Secondly, when the Rambam counts it in Kufnun Ches and in the Koteret, and in, he doesn't make a distinction between Zman HaPesach and any other Zman, frankly. And better than that, in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Lo tolach ila zu b'korban. I think that's why he's so, you know, both assertive and whatever at the same time. El azu mitzvah b'fnei atzma u'mitzvasa kol alayla. But he says, Lo tolach ila zu b'korban al mitzvah zu b'fnei atzma. I'm sorry, what did I say? B'kol mokom, sorry, earlier. Mitzvah semen ha-Torah lechol matzo b'leil kamisha asar sh'nemar. Erev tochom b'kol mokom u'b'kol zman. So b'chol mokom b'chol zman sounds to me like that's pretty clear. But I do think, you know, obviously that there's something going on, both in the questions that I'm asking, as well as some of the ones that Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perlo is asking. So I do think it's fair to say that for the Rambam, there's always an independent mitzvah of matzah. However, the way that mitzvah is expressed is determined by the presence of Korban Pesach. And when Korban Pesach is operative, so then matzah's role, you know, changes. And when there's no Korban Pesach, then basically matzah, like, assumes the full, I wouldn't say burden, the full exemplification or embodiment, right, of all the aspects of, you know, Pesach and matzah, maybe even in some respects Pesach, matzah and maror. So that's why when they're, that's why also even in terms of the psukah, it's erev tochal matzahs, but it's also, you know, it's very curious that it, in Parshas Bo, when the Torah speaks about Korban Pesach, you know, so we'll say it this way. In Pesach Sheni, in Balosko, when the Torah speaks about Korban Pesach, it speaks about eating the Pesach, you know, al matzah sumrorim yochluhu. And that's actually the pasuk that we quote in Korek, which is strange because we should really quote the pasuk in Parshas Bo about Pesach Rishon. But I think there are elements in Pesach Sheni that highlight the unique, including the kares and the lama nigara, that I think there's a reason for it. But either way, but if you look at Parshas Bo, the formulation is, you know, v'ochos habasa balayla hazeh, tzli eish u'matzos, right? And then it's like an asnachta. The tzli eish, it's v'ochos habasa balayla hazeh, and then it's like a mini break. I forgot the drop. Whoever is the, where's Abi? Is he here? There he is. Is that how's it go? And then is it a zaket katan? Like tzli eish al, Tzeish Matzos, and then it's like an Asnachta, and then it's like Al Merorim Yochluhu. Is that right? Okay, good. See, because I listened to you once, and it changed my life.
The trucks behind.
It's up there.
We know it.
Yeah, but as long as he's telling me, it's fine. You know, it's yeah. So, I mean, I was chazanically transformed and kriyasatorally, transformed. So, the point is that it's like it's a middle tier. Like matzah is both independent. It's connected to tzlid. It's an enhancement of korban pesach, but it's not on the level of maror either. There's pesach. And then there's matzah, which has a double status. But even in its independent status, it's integrated as a conjunction also. That's how it gets its greatest enhancement. And then there is, maror, which is always contingent, and it's always connected either to Pesach or to matzah or to both, etc. So I think that the, when you take a step back and you think about, like what is this and why is it, and why is it so? But I think that matzah is really, we say, that, Rabbi Gamliel says, that Kosher Lamer Gibel Dvar Melu Pesach Liyotze Dechavaso. So, there are two nuskos, and the Rambam has both of them, one in Perek Zayin and one in Perek Ches. But the main one is like Al Shem Shenigalu. And I think, of course, there's a lot of overlap, and that's the point. But Korban Pesach is a korban, said in the past many times, about emunah. And it's, Klal Yisrael is like the epiphany of belief. It's theological in the Rabbonu Shalom. Of course, then the implications of that. And Achri Yishketu, Eloheim Le'neim, and last year I spoke about Shechita and Achila, in Korban Pesach and why that's so important. So when there's Korban Pesach in the context of the celebration of Chag HaMatzos and Pesach, so obviously the final word, and the greatest, dominance, is going to be the Pesach, because that's about Emunah. And the ultimate purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we'll speak more about this at another occasion, is Emunah. And it's, avadayhem v'lo avadim l'avadim, and, halu avdei Hashem v'lo avdei paro. The Rambam himself, very strikingly, when he talks about the relationship between Metchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avoseinu, and Avodim Hayinu L'Far B'Mitzrayim, which the Gemara says is a machlokas, like what's the Matchilin Bignus, like what do you start with? But the way the Rambam formulates it is shocking. He says matchilin, and he has two matchilins, basically. Instead of making a decision, and if you look at his Haggadah, it's clear. But when he formulates it, matchilin, b'avadam ayinu, and it says v'chein matchilin b'tchila of the Avodah Zarah. So I think this parallel is like very, very important. And part of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and of the celebration of Pesach is really the relationship between political sovereignty, independence, being free, again, lo avadim la'avadai, having the ability as a nation to control your own destiny, to develop your own personality as a nation, to aspire, to certain values. And that all very much captured, I think, by the matzah. Shem Shenigalu and, the Behilu. Of course, there's an element of bitachon, in allowing them to, to do that, to cast away, their masters. And as we know, that wasn't an easy thing at all. I always like to quote the Ibn Ezra, who really caught this idea more than anyone, the idea of a slave mentality, and, how they continued to struggle, even after all the nisim and niflos. It's hard to, just do a 180-degree turn and look at people who intimidated you and who suppressed you and, robbed you of any kind of personal, liberty, which is dignity and quality of life. even intellectually, when you even emotionally and spiritually, when you absorb, you know, nisim and niflaos, you know, it's still very difficult. But that's what matzah was. Matzah is al shem shenigalu, and it's, you know, the bihilu. It's, you know, the experience of political, you know, and personal, national, you know, freedom. And, you know, that's why the negation of chametz is so important, you know, in terms of, like, channeling that in a disciplined way, so, you know, that it's not, you know, unconditioned, it isn't, you know, unconstrained, you know, growth and so on. So I think the point is that when you have, you know, a Korban Pesach, which is a Korban of Amuna, so, of course, the, you know, both the Maror, talk about another time maybe, and the Matzah, you know, which is a kind of a rival and, you know, it's like, I guess, the second of equals, you know, to the Korban Pesach. You know, so even the Matzah is adjunct to the ultimate goal, because that's something we can't lose sight of. As much as being a nation, you know, and having sovereignty and all these things is important, you know, what's most important about it is the framework that it allows for Kiddush Hashem and for Avodas Hashem. And that was clear from the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the way even the Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, articulated it, you know, to Paro, in terms of the goal being Avoda, essentially. And again, removing Avdus, you know, not in its own right, but for the sake of being an Eved to a greater Adam. So when you have Korban Pesach, of course, you know, all of that, you know, becomes clearer. And when you don't, so then you have to be more subtle and you have to be more expansive, like in your focus, you know, on the matzah. And instead of it, you know, giving way at a certain point to the emphasis of Korban Pesach, like all the heavy lifting in terms of, you know, Avdei Hashem velo Avdei Paro, you know, and in terms of what the goal really is, you have to find all that, you know, in the Geula itself. And I think that's why, you know, it's Lechem, you know, She'onin Olav, you know, Dvarim Harbe. And that's, you know, Darshaning, you know, Mikra Bikurim. And all of that, you know, is really like trying to see beneath the surface, you know, not only, you know, the immediate impetus and stimulus and, you know, cause and effect that, you know, a good political scientist, you know, would be able to discern, but to go even further, you know, and to really see Yad Hashem in that process, you know, of Geula. So I think what the Rambam is saying in a very profound way is that, like, matzah has this enormous, expansive, you know, capability. And in the absence of Korban Pesach, you know, it's, you know, it's not zeicha le Korban Pesach, but it assumes also the amuna parts, you know, of that goal. And for that reason, like, it, you know, it's the beginning of the, you know, achila, and it's also the end of the achila. And it's sheyishayar tamatza befid. The same tam that the Korban Pesach is supposed to leave in terms of the afikoman, you know, not as a zecher for, but you need that goal. And in the case of Bizman Hazeh, you don't have the Korban Pesach to do that part of the avoda, you know, so then it all comes to the matzah, you know, but that's, in the end of the day, the critical part of the matzah as well. So I think that, again, you know, we're in a very difficult time and very scary time, there's a lot of anxiety and worry about, you know, Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, and, you know, things can change, you know, in a minute. It's, you know, you have to have a lot of bitachon and tefillah, and, you know, that these are things that we should be cultivating, you know, but especially to appreciate that, you know, the political part and the military parts, the geula parts, the matzah parts, you know, they, you know, ultimately, you know, when we examine them, you know, I think, you know, both objectively on the one hand, but from the perspective of maminim b'nei maminim, which is, you know, the right way, you know, for us to look at anything, that there should be a certain you know, deep appreciation. And, you know, events of this last 24 hours are just so, again, you know, so, you know, shaking on the one hand, and you know, just, you just can't, I think, not just be in a state of enormous shevach and hodah. You know, it's, somebody asked me in shul this morning whether they should say Hallel. I said, you don't just, you have to wait a little bit, and you need takanos to say Hallel. So I'm not so, I'm a Talmud of my Rabbeim, Baruch Hashem. You know, so, you know, you have to be careful, I think, you know, what you're attacking. But I said, I think it deserves Hallel, but you want to wait and see, you know, and, you know, we're still in the early parts of a long conflict. But in the sense that there should be an appreciation for every, you know, Yeshua along the way that could have just been so catastrophic. I think, you know, it's you have to focus on the matzah when you don't have the Korban Pesach. And you have to kind of get the gains of the Korban Pesach through the matzah. And again, you don't do that in a way that, you know, contorts the truth or the evidence. But I think just being appreciative at, you know, any dimension of Hatzalah and Yeshua is very important. Okay.